From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the United States and Turkey share the same goals for Syria, defeating the Islamic State group and returning stability to the war-torn country.
What we have agreed is our objectives for Syria are precisely the same. There's no daylight between Turkey and the U.S. objectives. Defeat ISIS, stabilize the country, create stabilization areas so eventually refugees and internally displaced persons can begin to return home.
Tillerson spoke during a joint press conference in Ankara with the Turkish foreign minister following their meeting aimed at easing bilateral relations. A crowd attending a vigil for the school shooting victims in Florida briefly broke into a spontaneous chant of "No More Guns" Thursday. With more than 1,000 people attending the vigil near Majory Stoneman Douglas High School, where 17 people were shot and killed Wednesday. People dressed in the school's red color, some held flowers, while others wielded signs asking for action to fight school violence, including gun control. Nicholas Cruz has been charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder in the shooting. A federal appeals court has ruled that the latest version of President Donald Trump's order restricting travel is unconstitutional. The court made the ruling Thursday, saying because it unlawfully discriminates against Muslims. The court stayed the decision pending the Supreme Court's upcoming consideration of the travel order. This is VOA News. Two ethnic armed groups added their signatures to a nationwide ceasefire pact with the Myanmar government, marking Aung San Suu Kyi's first concrete win in a peace process undermined by recurrent conflict and stalled dialogue. In a televised ceremony in the capital, the New Mon State Party and the Lahu Democratic Union assented to the document between the government and insists is key to resolving more than 50 years of civil war between the military, dominated by the ethnic Bamar majority and minority ethnic groups. Brahma Benita reports that Cambodians will now be constitutionally obligated to defend the motherland and forbidden from insulting the king under a number of new legislative changes that observers say suggest a prolonged assault on civil liberties.
A new Lese Majesty law will carry a 1 to 5 year jail term. It's similar to one in Thailand that observers say has been blatantly and systematically misused to silence political dissent. It was passed by Cambodia's National Assembly on Wednesday, along with a suite of vague constitutional amendments, among them a change allowing the permanent removal of voting rights for convicted felons. The Justice Ministry said the new law only applied to insults against the king and not other members of the royal family. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
An inquest has started in Kenya's western town of Kisumu into the death of a six-month-old baby who was allegedly hit on the head by police during opposition protests last year against President Uhuru Kenyatta's re-election. Jeff Custer has more.
The death of Samantha Pendo shocked Kenya, although the African nation has become used to acts of police violence. At least 92 people, the majority of them opposition supporters, have died in clashes with police in protests against Kenyatta's victories in elections in August and October. Kenya's Supreme Court nullified Kenyatta's win in August, citing irregularities and illegalities, and ordered a fresh election on October 26th. Opposition candidate Raila Odinga boycotted that vote, citing inadequate electoral reforms. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Astronauts at the International Space Station began a 6.5-hour spacewalk Friday aimed at moving parts of a robotic system into storage.
And Mark, this is Joe and Maker. We are ready to GCA to the published position.
You're hearing Joe Acaba from the inside of the International Space Station reporting movement of the station's robotic arm.
Certain parts of the arm will be sent to Earth for refurbishing before they are returned to the station to be used as spare parts. Germany's Jacqueline Lohling set the pace for the opening two runs of the women's Olympic skeleton Friday as defending champion Lizzie Yarnold of Britain came in third in the standings. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.